to this part in the program, I bring you an Hour One Nugget. We're looking at 1 Peter, and we're looking at the first chapter and verse 9 today, and it says this: the reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. Firstly, let me tell you that when Peter wrote this book, he was writing this book to a group of believers that happened to be scattered all over the place. And he was bringing them basically a word of encouragement. He was trying to encourage them because they were downcast, downhearted, and he was encouraging them with these words. When I was preaching on Friday evening in the United Reformed Church in Great Baddow in Chelmsford, Essex, I opened my mouth and the first thing really that came out was this. I seem to preach on three things: the Father heart of God, forgiveness, and trust. I seem to constantly preach on these three things. Father, heart of God takes in the love of God, of course, and that is my ministry. That is what I do. That is what I live for, really, to impart on you this knowledge that God loves you in such a wonderful and special way. And as a result of the word that I brought on Friday, practically the entire congregation came forward for prayer. It was awesome. It was wonderful. The ministry took ages and ages and ages. And I was so grateful to God for what he did. But I want to bring this word to you again, beloved. This word of trust. The reward for trusting him, says 1 Peter, will be the salvation of your souls. And I believe this is salvation. You see, I believe that you've committed your heart to Christ, and I believe you're going to go to glory. I believe, though, that the salvation that Peter is talking about here is, as was mentioned before, the inheritance. This inheritance. Let's just flick back over it. And we have a priceless inheritance, verse 4. An inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And he talks about salvation. Well, he knew they were saved. So therefore that salvation, I think, may well mean encompassing this inheritance that we will receive. And the reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. Everlasting life with God in heaven. Why? Because we are trusting him. Why? Because we can't see him, beloved. But we know he's there. Because we can sense him and we can feel him. Whilst we've been worshipping today, even today, I know you have felt that wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit, that wonderful presence of Almighty God, as he has been blessing you and blessing you with his love and his care. Because he loves you that much. But beloved, it's more than just loving God. It's more than him just loving us. We have to trust him. Because I believe that God can't do anything unless we do trust him. Unless that trust is in place, God can't work. It's to do with faith as well, beloved. Faith is so, so important. So many people say to me about faith, they say, well, you know what? If God proves he's there, I'll believe him. And my point to them is, if God were to do that, why would he give us free will? What would faith be all about? Christianity would no longer be a faith, it would be a knowledge. But it is a faith, beloved. It is a faith. I had a friend some years ago who was a scientist. It took him 2 years before he gave his heart to Christ because he tried to analyze it. He tried to figure it all out. He tried to work it out scientifically whether what the Bible was saying was absolutely true. Many people have tried that. Many people have, and they've found out that if they look into history, they will find that everything in the Gospels is absolutely correct and true. It's historical fact. Where the faith comes in is whether Jesus of Nazareth was indeed the Son of God. And this is where faith and trust come in. Do we trust that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God? If we do trust that fact, if we do know that fact in our hearts, if we have made a connection and said, yes, Jesus is a part of me, I believe him, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then why aren't we trusting him? At this church on Friday, I said these words. I said, if you trust God, I want you to put your hand up now. Practically, the entire congregation's hands shot up. I said, fantastic. That is wonderful. And then I talked a little bit longer, and then I said, if you have fear in your life about anything at all, put your hands up. Three quarters of the church put their hands up. I then said this, if you have fear in your life, how can you trust God? It's impossible. If you have fear in your life now, how can you possibly trust God? You can't, is the simple answer. It is impossible to trust Almighty God. It is absolutely impossible to trust Almighty God if you have fear inside you. 1 John 4 and verse 18 says, perfect love casts out fear. If we believe in God, we believe in that perfect love. If we believe in that perfect love, there can't possibly be any fear in our lives. Do you see where I'm going? The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of our souls. If we can say yes today, right now, to trusting God from now on, there's a massive reward awaiting us. Although I don't believe we should be trusting God simply because there's a reward at the end of it. We're not little children. If I say to a little child, if you're good, then I'll give you this. Then they're good because they want to get that reward. I want them to be good because they want to be good. I want us to trust in God. Why? Because we want to trust in God. We want to have that trust in him. We want to know that when we're in trouble, he's going to be there for us. We want to know that when we are going through the fire of oppression, says Isaiah, that we will not be burned up. The flames, beloved, will not consume us. Why? Because we trust him. When I was a kid, I used to sing a song, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You have to trust and obey. Will you take this step with me right now? Will you take this step and say from today on, yes, I will trust in God? If that is the case, say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I love you, Lord, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. And Lord, I say today that from today, I will trust you in all matters, in all things. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. If you've said that prayer, you're beginning to trust him, and that is wonderful. And know this, that salvation of your soul is waiting you.
Be lifted up. Be lifted up. As we
again together. Be lifted up.
Be lifted up. Be lifted up. As we bow down. Be lifted up. Be lifted up. Jesus. Be lifted up. As we bow down. Be lifted up. Let the heavens rejoice.
Wonderful. Revive Stoneleigh live there and Be Lifted Up here on Worship Radio 247 online. And talking about being lifted up,